What do you call this?
This is The Vibe.
You've got The Vibe.
My favorite podcast.
It's the WCLT Vibe Podcast.
Thanks to Licking Knox Goodwill.
And now with the latest Vibe, here's Wild Wally.
We're speaking with Spencer Barker, and we're all about the 74th annual lighting of the Licking County Courthouse. Already, it's that time of year.
Yes, it is, Wally, and thank you for having me on today. And we always appreciated your support and everybody at WCLT support.
Let's talk about why this celebration is so important for families in Licking County and beyond.
Yeah, I mean, it's truly the kickoff of the Christmas season in Licking County and in downtown Newark. You know, there are families that go back generations who specifically plan their Friday night after Thanksgiving around this event. We have businesses in downtown Newark who I know are already booked out for that whole evening. The restaurants with families wanting to have dinner together, then going over to the lighting to watch Santa Claus come to town.
Which is really exciting, too. We have so many different restaurants, and our downtown is quite vibrant.
Yeah, we're very blessed between everything Newark Development Partners has done, the Evans Foundation, the city, all combined public-private partnerships. Downtown Newark is a really vibrant community that we love to show off every evening, but it really shows off extremely well here for the lighting.
Speaking of the lighting, let's talk about the funds being raised. And it's always stressful to start the campaign, and at the end, there's a lot of thank yous to be said. Am I right about that?
You are. Yeah. I mean, we, on a yearly basis, we raise the funds all from the community each and every year. These are not taxpayer funds. This is stuff directly from the community. Really proud of that. We've got some fantastic donors in this community. You know, we really love to thank all our donors, and specifically Metesic Distributing Company, who is always a huge donor, and as well as the Newark Rodders Car Club. They put on the Light Night Car Show for us, the late Jim Matheny, his whole family. That event, just for us, raised over $4,300.
What a car show it was, too. And all of a sudden, here we are, lighting the courthouse. And this has become a great festival with the Canal Market District, too.
Yeah, it has. With Canal Market being strategically located just one block south of Courthouse Square, we really benefit by having that earlier in the day. And those vendors, those people who attend that, who maybe aren't aware of lighting, you know, they hang around and they funnel right up through the alleyway, right South Park Place, onto the square for the event.
Everybody has a favorite spot. And this year as well, all the entertainment that we normally expect. If you can't make it down there, which would be unfortunate, you can follow along on Facebook and listen as well on Kate 98.7.
Yep, we're, again, very thankful for you guys at Kate 98.7 who are going to simulcast that night. We're also going to have a live stream on our Facebook page. Last year, we had over 18,000 people view the lighting.
All around the world that people can watch it. Yes. Elves in Action gets kicked off on the same night for the Licking County Food Pantry Network.
Yep, they'll be right on the east side of the square, right between Wendy's and First Federal Savings.
Well, I have to tell you that it's always a pleasure talking to you. I know you grew up with your dad being so involved with this, and I always tell you, I know that he's got to be smiling down on you.
I appreciate that, Wally, very much. I wish he was here to see all of downtown what it is, but I know he's proud of everything we've done and everything we're continuing to do.
The Friday night after Thanksgiving, the lighting of the Licking County Courthouse. Just as a heads up, there is construction around the courthouse. Things will be marked off, so everybody's safety is top priority.
Yep. One thing about that construction is we're all trying to work together, and so there may not be as many decorations this year, but we're doing what we can in conjunction with the county and Robertson Construction.
Fantastic. Spencer, it's always good talking to you, and we will see you downtown.
See you then, Molly.
You've got The Vibe, powered by Licking Knox Goodwill. Listen for New Vibe, available wherever you download podcasts.